This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Republican National Committee has approved a resolution supporting all federal, state, and local legislation to stop abortion after 20 weeks, which is more than halfway through pregnancy. This support for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, a linchpin in this November's congressional election campaigns, came just before the one-year anniversary of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell's convictions on Tuesday. The Guttmacher Institute, founded by Planned Parenthood, positions itself as the definitive source on data on reproduction and sexuality. Its new president, Ann Starrs, has a long track record of supporting abortion advocacy first and then facts. She once urged one set of researchers who contradicted UN statistics that seemed to support abortion rights to at least hide the fact that there is disagreement, lest the conflicting numbers compromise abortion advocacy efforts. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, Mother's Day Sunday saw Massachusetts officials deny 15-year-old Justina Pelletier a visit from her mother. The girl has been caught up in a state-supported fight between doctors. Family-friendly Inspiration Network may be the winner after another cable network dropped a reality show, Helping People Get Homes, after the network discovered the hosts held pro-life sentiments. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.